be for you to go back to your regular doctor and make a full disclosure.
Scott smiled. I suspect my doc would want me in the hospital for tests right away, and last month I landed a big job designing interlocking websites for a department store chain. I won't go into details, but it's a plum. I was very fortunate to get the gig. It's a large step up for me, and I can do it without moving out of Castle Rock. That's the beauty of the computer age.
But you can't work if you fall ill, Ellis said. You're a smart guy, Scott, and I'm sure you know that weight loss isn't just a marker for diabetes. It's a marker for cancer, among other things. How much weight are we talking about?
28 pounds. Scott looked out the window and observed white golf carts moving over green grass beneath a blue sky. As a photograph, it would have looked good on the Highland Acres website. He was sure they had one. Everyone did these days. Even roadside stands selling corn and apples had websites. But he hadn't created it. He had moved on to bigger things. So far. Bob Ellis grinned, showing teeth that were still his own.
That's a fair amount, all right, but my guess is you could stand to lose it. You move very well on the tennis court for a big man, and you put in your time on the machines in the health club, but carrying too many pounds puts a strain not just on the heart, but on the whole kit and caboodle, as I'm sure you know from WebMD.
He rolled his eyes at this, and Scott smiled.
What are you now?
Guess, Scott said. Bob laughed.
What do you think this is, the county fair? I'm fresh out of Cupid dolls.
You were in general practice for what, 35 years?
42.
So don't be modest. You've weighed thousands of patients, thousands of times. Scott stood up, a tall man with a big frame, wearing jeans, a flannel shirt, and scuffed-up Georgia Giants. He looked more like a woodsman or a horse wrangler than a web designer. Guess my weight. We'll get to my fate later. Dr. Bob cast the eye of a professional up and down Scott Carey's 76 inches, more like 78 in boots. He paid particular attention to the curve of belly over the belt and the long thigh muscles built up by leg presses and hack squats on machines Dr. Bob now avoided.
Unbutton your shirt and hold it open.
Scott did this, revealing a gray tee with University of Maine Athletic Department on the front. Bob saw a broad chest, muscular, but developing those adipose deposits wise-ass kids like to call man tits.
I'm gonna say...
Ellis paused, interested in the challenge now.
I'm gonna say 235, maybe 240, which means you must have been up around 270 before you started to lose. I must say you carried it well on the tennis court. That much I wouldn't have guessed.
Scott remembered how happy he had been when he'd finally mustered the courage to get on the scale earlier this month. Delighted, actually. The steady rate of the weight loss since then was worrisome, yes, but only a little. It was the clothes thing that had changed worry to fright. You didn't need WebMD to tell you that the clothes thing was more than strange. It was fucking outré. Outside, a golf cart trundled past. In it were two middle-aged men, one in pink pants, one in green, both overweight. Scott thought they would have done themselves some good by ditching the cart and walking their round instead.
Scott, Dr. Bob said, are you there or did I lose you?
I'm here, Scott said. The last time we played tennis, I did go 240. I know, because that was when I finally got on the scale. I decided the time had come to drop a few pounds. I was starting to get all out of breath by the third set. But as of this morning, I weigh 212. He sat down again next to his parka, which gave another jingle. Bob eyed him carefully.
You don't look like 212 to me, Scott. Pardon me for saying, but you look quite a bit heavier than that.
But healthy?
Yes.
Not sick?
No. Not to look at you anyway, but have you got a scale?
I bet you do. Let's check it out. Dr. Bob considered him for a moment, wondering if Scott's actual problem might be in the gray matter above his eyebrows. In his experience, it was mostly women who tended to be neurotic about their weight, but it happened with men, too.
All right, let's do that.